Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King was shot and killed in Memphis. A petty criminal named James Earl Ray was arrested. Case closed. Right?
James Earl Ray was a pawn for the official story.
Some of the evidence, as far as I was concerned, did not match the circumstances.
This is the MLK Tapes. The first episodes are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know he's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. Like I tell everybody every week, it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and really start writing your own. And I always tell people, if you have a gift or a passion, lead with it. Lead with your gifts. And don't let your age, friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. My interviews I do on Money Making Conversations are for consumers and businesses. I interview celebrities, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and what I like to call industry decision makers. My next guest is Todd Jones. He has been in the donut making game for over 45 years, and I'm a donut eating man. He started Cousin's Dozens 26 years ago. He has a mini donut shop in downtown Brooklyn, New York, which I have visited and enjoyed eating those donuts because the reason I love it, he makes the donuts right in front of you. You can just see them go around there. I want that one. I want that one. It's really cool. They have different toppings like glaze, cinnamon sugar, and funnel cake powder. They also have what we're going to talk about and have fun with, donuts for grown-ups. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations a good friend of mine out of Brooklyn, New York, Cousin's Dozen, Todd Jones. How you doing, Todd?
I'm well, Rashawn. How are you today?
Cool. You should be happy, man. You know, you're out there selling donuts, coming out of the pandemic. You look like you're tired, man. You look like you're tired of selling donuts. Come on, Todd. That's not the Todd I know.
No, I'm not tired, man. I'm excited. As a matter of fact, I had to get up this morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, to get an order out to a client that I had. So I'm off of making like 80 boxes of donuts this morning, man. So
wow.
I'm ready, man.
Of those little mini donuts, right?
Yes, sir. We say mini's the new skinny, Rashawn.
Well, look here. I ate a lot of your skinnies the other day because you shipped me like two boxes of those little skinny donuts. And guess what?
Yes, sir.
They're tempting, though, the mini donuts, because they're not regular size. So you can just wind yourself eating them like Fritos, like potato chips.
Exactly.
Tell me about the popularity of your mini donut stand.
Well, we have been in downtown Brooklyn for a number of years now. And we started to make the mini donuts down there. And I came up with a new brand, a new flavor called Donuts for Grownups.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And right now we're featuring Hennessy.
Mm.
You know, so we say anything is possible. You know, mm-hmm. So we're just, you know, churning out those donuts, man. We want to make a franchise out of it. We should be ready by the end of the year. And we actually want to sell the franchises to women entrepreneurs, because the women are the fastest growing segment of the population that's starting businesses.
Absolutely, so, correct. Mm-hmm. Especially Black women. Now, let's talk about, you know, because I've interviewed you before, Todd. And actually, mm-hmm. you know, I said early in my interview that I've been to your location in Brooklyn, which is really cool. Very mm-hmm. busy area in that little mall that you're in. Now, you just didn't just get in the donut game. You know, you didn't just wake up and say, hey, I'm going to just start doing donuts. Like I said earlier, you've been in the donut making game for 45 years. Talk about how you got in it, and let's walk through those steps as we go through your journey of developing Cousins Dozen.
Right. So 46 years ago, I got a job at a donut shop called A Cup and Two, which was owned by three African-American brothers. It was a unique experience for me because I got to see African-American men run businesses, and it really intrigued me. And it you know, I just had the entrepreneurial bug from there. So I worked with them for about 4 years, and then I went to Dunkin' Donuts, which I stayed there for 20 years.
Wow.
And I can say, and they can say, I was the highest paid baker in Dunkin' Donut history. You know, I mean, Rashawn, I was making so much dough, man. I was driving the BMW, man. My license plate said, buy donuts, man. You know?
Now, let me ask
so
you
I
this.
I was into this.
Now, so when you started first, were you into baking, or that was just a job you took the responsibility on when you started working with the gentleman, the African-American, the bake donut owners, donut store
owners? It was a job at first, but then I really began to like it because of the fact that, you know, Rashawn, as a chef and cook, you know, when somebody tastes your stuff and really like it, it puts mm-hmm. a smile on your face.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I was seeing the response that people were having, you know, when I made the donuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was doing it after school, and the summer came, I'd do it during the summer, and it just became my passion, man.
Right.
You know?
And so the cool thing about it is that, you know, two of my favorite desserts are donuts and ice cream, you know. And so donuts, I like the glazed donuts. I like donuts with mm-hmm. something. I like those cake donuts, you know.
Right.
I like donuts that are stuffed. So what were you making, and what became your favorite donut in the early years? Because you said you went over to Dunkin'. They do a lot of stuffed donuts.
Right.
So walk us through the steps of what is the difference between the cake, the glaze, why the glaze is so popular, and then the evolution of the stuffed donut.
Right. Well, first and foremost, there's two types of donuts. There's a yeast donut, which is the soft ones, which is the glaze and the jellies. And then there's the cake donut. The difference between the two, with the yeast, it takes more time to make because you got to let it sit. You got to let it rise. You're putting yeast in it. You know, the cake donuts, you know, use flour, you know, some water, some other ingredients, and you can go right away with the cake donuts and make them right away. With Cousins Dozen, obviously, we use the cake donuts because, you know, it's faster.
Right.
You know, and I think it's a better tasting donut. You know, I like the density of a cake donut. And the type of donut that we have is like proprietary, where it's like a buttermilk cake donut. You know, that's where you get that when it hits your tongue, man, it melts right in your mouth.
This is true. This is true.
You know?
Yeah. Now the stuffed donut. Now, like I'm just talking about the donuts in general, because that's not what you get at your location's Cousins Dozen, which specializes in mini donuts. But why are donuts? I can tell you why. I just like donuts. But donuts are generally are something that you eat early in the morning, or is it a snack? Or am I just assuming that because I get my donuts in the morning, because a lot of people drink coffee, they tie donuts and coffee together. What is the evolution of the donut? What tell us about that, the donut and its popularity.
Well, now it then went from just being a breakfast item to a 24-hour item.
Right.
You know, from the evolution of what I'm doing, as far as the donuts for grownups, that's an alcohol-infused donut, you know? So, I mean, people aren't going to eat Hennessy donuts in the morning, but, you know.
You never know.
Eat in the afternoon.
They might eat it for lunch, for sure. Hennessy donut.
And I usually tell people it's 6 o'clock somewhere in the world, you know?
Absolutely. So, you know, you have other flavors than Hennessy. You have Ciroc. And you have other.
Yeah, we do Ciroc, we do Pink Moscato, you know, any type of look. I've done Douce, you know, we've done all types of donuts, man, as far as your imagination can take you.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Now, when we talk about donuts, well, you know, because we just came off of COVID, and New York was hit the worst with shutdown. And all I could think about was all my friends like you dealing with, you know, no customers. Will they get a PPP, you know, payroll protection plan, loan? Right. So how did you, when we got shut down in 2020, the first 2 months, walk us through that stuff, the anxieties of what's going to happen with your business?
Well, for me, I had to do a pivot. And the pivot that came to me straight from God was mail order. Start to do mail order. And I came up with this concept. Well, God gave me the concept, door to door. And I was shipping donuts all across the country, Rashawn. It saved me.
Wow.
It saved me. You know? And another idea came to me that instead of doing brick and mortar, do mobile. So we're going to be franchising mobile donut trucks. You know, I got theme music to go with it, too. Rashawn's like the Mr. Softy Man, man. When you hear this Cousins Dozen song, you know we're on our way, man.
Well, you know, when growing up, when that ice cream truck came in the neighborhood, I don't care how old you are. I don't care. If your mama was spanking you, she stopped spanking you. Go, boy, here's a quarter. Go out there and give me some ice cream. And when you come back, don't be crying out there. Don't let nobody know I finished spanking you. It was like, that's what the mm-hmm. whole thing I love about you, Todd, is that, first of all, you're a businessman, but you also are passionate about your product. Because even when I was in your store and the customers were coming in there, it was almost a relationship that you're creating with your customers, as well as the passion of wanting to deliver a product that's going to put a smile on their face. That just really, so it's beyond just making franchising and making donuts. This is like a cultural change for you when people eat your food.
Yeah, for us, it's just not selling donuts. It's an experience. We want you to experience. We want you to see the donuts. We want you to smell the donuts. We want you to taste the donuts. You know, it's an experience. Cousins Dozen is an experience, you know? And that's what we're creating down at the Cousins Dozen store.
Now, when you like you said, he said he ships his donuts. It's absolutely. He shipped me some donuts. He DM'd me on social media. Said, Rashawn, you want some donuts? I gave my email address. I gave my building address. Boom. Donuts arrived fresh with three types of toppings. You know, it was mm-hmm. the funnel cake powder. It was the cinnamon churro. And there was the glazy type of icing as well. And I was able to put them on all three of them. And now I like my donuts a little above room temperature. So I stuck it in the oven for like 15 seconds only. Yes. Plated them, took a photo, sent it to you with me smiling. Cause if you just saw it 5 minutes later, the plates were clean. So I should have done that. I should have showed you a plate empty and a plate full. Cause a lot of people don't think I eat food. They go, Rashawn, you don't eat them. How can you stay as skinny as you are? Hey, don't worry about how I stay as skinny as I am. What you worry about, you send me some good food, Rashawn's going to eat it and give you honest opinion.
Right.
And like you said, when I ate the donuts, which is, I'm going to tell you something about his cousin's dozen donuts. If you try to watch your weight, don't go there because the donuts will sneak up on you because they're so small and so tasty that I ate 15 donuts. I ate 15. I won't tell you the truth. I did eat 15 donuts. These little mini donuts. And in my mind, I was rationalizing by, it was like four of them equals one normal size donut. That's how I was rationalizing. So I really ate four donuts, Todd.
so just the mantra is when you eat the donuts, mini is a new skinny. Mini is a new skinny. Mini is a new skinny.
Well,
Keep that in your head.
Well, I'm skinny and I'm mini and I'm going to keep doing it. So I shouldn't be ashamed of my game if I'm eating cousins dozen donuts like this, huh, Todd?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So when we talk about this, you know, in Brooklyn, Brooklyn's hot. We got to admit, mm-hmm. got the Brooklyn Nets. It's a city in itself. You know, everybody talks about Manhattan. Everybody talks about Harlem. But really, Brooklyn is the new city, borough. This is an exciting borough. Tell us about that community of Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn, man, it's a diverse neighborhood. You know, you got different ethnic groups, different, you know, financial groups. And, you know, we all in there doing our thing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And with that being said,
I love Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn.
Because I know that Spike Lee, his office is over there. You know, I know mm-hmm. the Brooklyn Nets over there. I know high rises are being built out there, over there in the Brooklyn area. It's a large African-American, very diverse population that's based in Brooklyn. And Brooklyn started to hum, you know, because like I said, growing up, all you heard about Manhattan. Then you heard about Harlem, Manhattan. Then you heard about Queens. But Brooklyn, man.
Yeah, Brooklyn is it, man. I've been in Brooklyn now for about, I would say about 15, 16 years, and the community embraces me, mm-hmm. you know. When we went through that gentrification situation, I survived that,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know. So, I mean, you know, Brooklyn's home. But Rashawn, I'm going to announce right here on your show, I'll be down back to Georgia, man. I'm coming back down there, man.
Okay.
Back down.
You bringing the cousins dozens to Georgia? That's what you say? Are you making an announcement on my show?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Rashawn.
Okay.
I'm bringing the cousins dozen down to Georgia. I think that's going to be the first place I put the food truck down there because you guys have a very diverse and booming food truck business, and I'm going to, you know, add my flavor to it.
Okay, here's the deal. So, you know, you got to let me know ahead of time so I can, like, you know, because we're going to treat it like a pop-up. Because of the fact that, see, I've been knowing Todd a long time, and he's always been the reason I like him is that he does what I always tell young entrepreneurs to do. He reaches out, then he follows up, and he's professional. See, a lot of people, when they reach out, if they don't get a response, they frustrate, they blow it off. And when I say that, you can't always assume that just because somebody didn't immediately respond back to you, that there's a negative situation that's developing. Work with their schedule. Send them samples of what you're trying to get them to understand. You always have variety, and it always led to your success. Tell everybody about how important it is for relationships, Todd, and building out your business, and also franchising your business, also creating a mobile business. Relationships is the key to Cousins Dozen success, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's all about relationships, Rashawn. Before anything, people want to, you know, have great relationships with people. You know, it's not about money so much. It's all about people and relationships. You get your people and your relationships straight, you'll be successful. You'll definitely be successful.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, you know, I 100% agree with that. I also agree that, you know, there are other entrepreneurs out there that give you a platform. You know, I know that when I was building out Steve Harvey's career, I looked at other talents and said, well, they're doing, you know, Denzel Washington's doing this, or Bernie Mac's doing this, or Cedric's doing this, or DL doing this, which was in his lane, or Chris Tucker's doing this, or Chris Rock's doing this, just to compare what their social media look like, what their career platform like look like, and find out what is that lane for Steve Harvey to be successful in. And so I'm sure when you're looking at your platform, it's not necessarily you looking at other donut companies, but what other are your favorite entrepreneurs that you look at as examples for a model that you can use in your mini donut empire?
Well, first and foremost, Rashawn, I got to say quite truthfully, you're one of my idols, man. You're like the Black Godfather of business.
Thank you.
The way that you take care of business, man, is phenomenal. You are an example of what Black business should look like. You know?
Wow.
Another one of my favorites, he's not here anymore, but Reginald Lewis.
Yes.
The black billionaire. Did you know he used to own Krispy Kreme?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. His conglomerate owned Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like an idol of mine, man. It's like the example of how to run business.
Yes.
You know, and I'm very fortunate to have people like you in my life to show me how to do business correctly.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, and thank you for that compliment, because my wife always say, when people compliment me, you must say thank you. And I'll be so embarrassed when people compliment me that this show is about you. This show is about your brand and putting the word out, and somebody compliments it, always catches me off guard, but I'm also always appreciative of it. But like when you post, A lot of time, I just like your post or I comment, keep winning, right. Looking good. Because just saying, I do that a lot. Sometimes I just sit in my house or in my office, I just go through my timeline and just look at mm-hmm. people and I just give them, I give them a fire, you know, some hand claps or I'm praying mm-hmm. for you. So does that level of motivation when you see that, how does that make you feel, man?
Oh, Rashawn, the very first time you called me when I was in Atlanta 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and I knew who you were. Mm-hmm. You know, I followed you. And you hit me up on Facebook and you said to me, have you ever been on a Steve Harvey show? I almost fainted. I'm like, what? You know, and that's how our relationship started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It does, man. Motivation is great, man. People really liking your product and saying great things about you. Mm-hmm. And that's how I am too, man. I shout out a lot of people, a lot of other donut shops and mm-hmm. a lot of other entrepreneurs. I think that's important. Because whatever you give out comes right. back to you.
Well, you know, the beauty of your business and the beauty of you and your personality, you know, because you got to look, you know, and it's always about, that's your brand. You know, when I'm looking at you on TV right now, this is your brand, which means that yeah. you've learned from being in the corporate world, working for small entrepreneurs, working for Dunkin' Donuts, and then stepping out on you. I want to talk about stepping out on, some people use the word faith, but I always tell people when you step out on faith, you better have a plan with that, okay? So yes. Talk about making that transition to believing in yourself from leaving a safe but successful corporate environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, first and foremost, Rashawn, I got the idea from Cousins Dozen. I always give acknowledgement to God. And I say all ideas come from God.
Mm-hmm.
And if God gives you an idea, God's going to make sure that it happens. You just have to be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe in yourself, which is very important, and know what's going to happen, you know?
Right.
And give thanks for it in advance. Like, it already happened. It's a God idea.
Well, you know, about it is that I hear that, you know, but a lot of people, I want to say, put too much faith in God. Because you got to work. You got to get up. If, like you said, 4 a.m., yeah. you was making 80 boxes of donuts, you know? And so God woke you up, but it got to be work applied to the work. Because I always tell you, alarm clock may go off, but it didn't really wake you up. You know, God woke you up. But when you wake up, what did you do with that effort that he put into you that tells you you need to get up?
Well, like they say, faith without works is dead.
Yes.
You know, you can have as much faith as you want, but if you're not working, and you know, a lot of people say, yeah, you got to work hard. No, just consistently work.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't
mm-hmm.
hard. I'll be on my effortlessness.
Right. Right.
You know, just work.
Let's talk about this, Todd. You're not a one-man operation, man. Who is your team or some of your key members that have supported you all these years, that have supported mm-hmm. you now in the position? Because you're not going to be down here in Atlanta with your mobile truck making these donuts by yourself. What's going on with the Todd Jones empire, the Cousins Donuts empire, Duncan?
Well, you know, I have a whole team of crew. I got the Donut Princess with my daughter. I got P. Doe, which is my friend Johnny. I have, you know, even though, you know, we're not partners no more, I have my man Easy Glaze to fall back on as far as advice. You know, all my people got donut names, man. You know, and also, you know, I have on the team now my coach, Stephanie Rowe.
Uh-huh.
Phenomenal woman, man. She's really, you know, directing me on how to build this empire.
Right.
You know, so it's a team effort, man. We all cousins.
Well, you know, the beauty of it, if you're in the like we all know he is franchising, but if you're in the Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn area, you know, Cousins Dozens, been in there, started it 26 years ago. I've been there. The beauty of when I'm talking to somebody and I call him a friend, I support him because, first of all, he's delivering quality. You know, he sells the fresh, hot mini donuts right in front of him. Right there. You ask for him, mm-hmm. he's made on the spot. He has these cool little black boxes that he puts them in that you can walk around and eat them in the streets or you can put them in your car, or you can take them to work and give them to some friends. He has cool toppings, but it's all fresh. And that's really what we're talking about. It's quality. And that's what your number mm-hmm. one selling point is. Quality service, great personality, great experience at Cousins Dozens, correct?
That's correct. Don't forget, too, Rashawn, the little donut stick I put in there.
Yes.
So they get your hands.
Absolutely.
Dirt.
I got to admit, you sent me like six of them, okay? But I'm from the country, Houston, Texas. Okay, Houston, Texas. see, that's for people who, you know, in the streets, right, walking around in public, the little sticks, right, you know, you just put it in the box, you know, daintily put it in your mouth. Your boy, like I told you, ate 15 donuts. I would have to tell you this, Todd. I didn't use your stick, brother, okay? Even on the little glaze, because the glaze is wet, you know.
Right.
I just put it in my mouth and licked the little glaze off the tips of the edges of my fingers and went on about my business, okay?
It's donut etiquette, Rashawn.
I don't know, Todd. I don't know if it's donut etiquette. All I know is this. I knew I could not eat the wet donut before I ate the dry donuts, okay? So I started with the dry. I started with the powder. Then I went over to the cinnamon, okay? It's an order to my master. People say, Rashawn, do you just eat? No. See, when you're a dessert nut like me, and I have to say I'm a dessert. People call a foodie. I'm a dessert foodie, okay? I'm going to put the word foodie behind dessert. So when I saw your stuff, man, because Samantha, she's, you know, she's my executive producer. She always see me get delivery. She always little nosy, you know, want to know, oh, did you get the donuts from Cousin Todd? Yeah. And I just stared at her. Because, you know, it ain't going to be, and I'm sharing, okay? Yeah. In silence, okay? Yeah. I got them.
Well, I'm going to send Samantha her
own box. No, don't you do that. Don't you do that. See, what you can't do with cousins does. This is my relationship. See, what you can't do is you cannot piggyback off of my hard work. My hard eating.
Right.
Okay? So, when the donuts came down here, to Atlanta, Georgia. That's where you shipped it, from Brooklyn, New York to Atlanta, Georgia. Ride fresh. I got my two boxes, put them in the refrigerator. She's looking around the corner because, you know, her office is next to my kitchen. So she peeps a lot, okay? Like, see, I put it strategically. Everybody knows. You can ask anybody that works for me. Do not just go in my refrigerator, Todd.
You have to have
a purpose. Because, see, you go in the refrigerator, I may be standing behind you because you can't be stealing my donuts. So we taped the show, Rashawn's Kitchen. I asked her for permission. I said, if it's all right, if I do Todd, you know, the donuts is my example. Because I want people, what I realize is that a lot of people send me food, pralines, and I'm going to make that a segment of my show. And I introduce you as my premiere episode where I invite people who are young, small businesses or franchising type businesses like yourself, to introduce you to my audience. It's like 2 million homes in the Atlanta, Georgia area. It streams internationally. So I definitely want to get the word out about what you're doing, Todd, because you're such an amazing person. That's important to me. You have a great product. That's very important to me. And you're consistent. And that's key. And are those the traits that you're trying to sell and trying to promote the most when you're doing Cousins Dozen, Todd?
Absolutely. That's why it's very important when I get franchisees that they're able to follow instructions, because we want them to have that same experience wherever Cousins Dozen is. If it's in Japan, I want you to have that same experience. Well, you know, consistency is what people look for.
Again, let me just fill everybody out. Todd Jones, he's been in the donut making game for over 45 years. Hear me out on that. He started Cousin Dozens 26 years ago. He has a mini donut shop in downtown Brooklyn, New York. They sell hot, fresh mini donuts made right in front of you. I was a customer. I was there. I know. They have toppings like glaze, which I just told y'all. That's the wet one right there. Then a stick of cinnamon. And then the funnel. If anybody loves funnel cake, they know what I'm talking about. That powder. And when you eat the donut, I kid you not, it just kind of like melts in your mouth. That's what I'm talking about. And then if you want to be a little, you know, naughty, as they say, he has donuts for grown-ups, you know what I'm saying? Hennessy flavored, you know, Chirac. All good for that. So you're going to make it big under that? Make it happen big? You're one of my favorite entrepreneurs that I interview on my show on Money Making Conversation. Todd, I want to thank you for taking the time. I know you got up, did all those donuts, but you still took time to promote your product on Money Making Conversations.
There's one question I got to ask you, Rashawn.
Okay.
How do you stay so clean after eating powdered donuts and cinnamon donuts?
Here's the funny part about it. I'm going to tell you something, Todd. I wear all black on my show when I tape. People ask me all the time, I don't wear no apron, okay? I know how to lean forward and eat. lean forward and eat. And plus, you have an auditory madness. Now, see, if I just went in there grabbing it with my hand like this, I got powder all over my hand. That can get on your clothes. I go in with my little fingers. That's why the stick is cool, but it also can, like, flick. You know what I'm saying? It can flick. you have to listen to how I think now. So I'm not going, I can't take that risk. So these fingers I can control. Pick up that little old donut, pop it in my mouth, go for round two. 15 straight donuts, nothing on my clothes. You see it on the show, Rashawn's Kitchen. You'll see it.
Rashawn, when you do invite me on the show, I want to come down there live.
Okay.
And make live.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? Because, you know, we can Zoom live. I'm going to do a Zoom from your location in Brooklyn. Can we make that happen, Samantha?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do a live from your kitchen and put it on the show. That's what we should have done this time. But next time we'll do it.
Okay.
So when you're about to come down here to do the mobile pop up in Atlanta, before that we're gonna do a live into your location in the Brooklyn store. Okay.
Sounds great, Rashawn. Cool. Looking forward to
always looking forward to talking to you. Thank you for coming on the show, Money Making Conversation. I appreciate you, Todd Jones. Cousins, dozens.
Appreciate you too. Thank you.
If you want to hear or see any of my shows of Money Making Conversation, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
There's a monumental shift in power at work. Employees are speaking up, turnover is rising, salaries are increasing, hiring is tough, and burnout is real. It's time to unleash growth. It's time to transform your HR from powerless to powerful. Join ADP on February the 23rd. Reserve your spot now.
Go to gettheplan.adp.com to register for the Work Interrupted Summit.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show. Do me a favor. Make sure you check out The Black Market, hosted by me. Only on the 85 South Show feed. Subscribe to the 85 South Show to hear and tune in to The Black Market. Hear amazing interviews with entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders, people who are doing amazing things in the black community. Listen to The Black Market on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.